Jackson.
Thank you so much for inviting me, BMWBC co-workers, that I can share with you today.
OK, 虽然今天是母亲节，但我想我们敬拜的时候还是把我们的焦点摆在神的身上。
Even though today is Mother's Day, but I hope that all of us can focus, put our focus on God, our Father.
我们要读一段圣经，这是一段蛮长的圣经，所以我中间有跳过。
We're going to read a passage today.
为了公平起见，我想头一页是请说英文的弟兄姐妹来读，然后中文的弟兄姐妹。
Okay, to be fair, we're going to read first English, first English, and then Chinese.
Thank you. Hello. Got it?
Technical.
OK, 对不起。好，我们可不可以请说英文的弟兄姐妹跟着 Anna 师母一起来读第一页，然后第二页再说中文的来读，好吗？请。
Shall we start with the English? Let's read together. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zuvite from the hill country of Ephraim.Whose son was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Suf, an Ephraimite. Hannah? And, oh, the English will stop with the first line and the Chinese will read along.
Okay, 对不起哈，请那中文说中文。哎，等一下。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名比尼拿。比尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭司万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子和菲尼、菲尼哈当耶和华的祭司。
English. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat.He would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord has closed her womb.
比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。
Verse 8. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, Hannah. Verse 8. Okay. Elkanah, her husband, why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Verse 17. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said,May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Verse 21.When the famed Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
她丈夫以利加拿说，就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。
于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿。
Jephthah, Hannah prayed and said, "Okay, May the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance."
耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那耶在耶和华面前渐渐长大。这段的圣经是在士师记的背景。
This passage has the background of the age of judges, the judges.
不但是士师时代，而且是士师的末期时代。
Not only is during the period of the judges, it's toward the end of the judges.
在那个时候，光景是社会非常的黑暗，很软弱，也非常混乱。
During that time, the world, the society is very dark and full of chaotic situations.
圣经上给那个时代有一个评语说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
So the Bible at that time, the Bible mentions that at that time, there was no king in Israel, and everybody did what they see fit.
这是社会上的光景，但神的家是什么光景呢？
So this is what's happening in the society. But what happened to God's house?
神的家很软弱。
God's house was very weak.
只有三个祭司。
There were only three priests.
有一个以利，他年纪老迈，眼睛昏花。
There was the old Eli. He was really old.
那另外他两个儿子是年轻的。
He had two young sons.
圣经上说，这两个年轻的，他们是恶人，是不认识耶和华的。
But these two sons were very evil, and they did not know the Lord.
那我们可以想象，那是一个什么样的光景
？So you could imagine what kind of situation that is.
我们如果把现在的社会光景来角比士师时代的话
，So if we put today's society, back in those days.
我想是有过无不及。
I would think that it's worse today.
每一天，我们借着新闻的媒介，我们随时可以看见很黑暗、很混乱的事情。
You can read all the news every day, seeing the so dark it is.
那神家的光景是怎么样呢
？And what happened to God's house?
神的儿女对神是有一点心愿，但是很软弱。
Yes, there is a desire of God's children toward Him, but they are very weak.
既然没有什么影响力，我们就常常处在妥协的状态里面。
They don't have any influence to the society, so they keep compromising their faith.
所以是没有什么分别的。
So there is indeed not too much difference between them.
但是虽然这样，我们仍然很感谢神。
But even though of the situation, we're still very grateful to God.
因为当我们回顾神在历史里面的作为的时候，不管环境多么险恶。
But as we remember what God has done, no matter how the situation, how bad it was,
人有多败坏，多么堕落，
how corrupt man is,
但是神的见证好像不停止的一直在往前走。
But yet God has His work keeps on going,
好像神的荣耀从来没有败落过。
As if His glory has never gone away,
因为我们的神每一场战役都是他亲自。为我们来征战，而且还得胜。
Because for each spiritual warfare, our God is there fighting with us and for us.
但是为了爱的缘故，他希望我们这些人与他同工。
But because of His love, He wants us to co-work with Him.
他就来拣选人，也来预备人。
So He comes to choose His people and to prepare them.
那神到底要拣选什么样的人呢
？So what kind of people does God choose?
保罗在哥林多前书有这样的几句话。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians, that's what he wrote.
我们可不可以一起来读？
Let us read together.
你们蒙召的，按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的。为要废掉那有的。
First Corinthians chapter 1, let us read together the English. First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
Hannah 并不是什么名门贵族。
Hannah herself was not a noble woman.
Hannah 在一个是圣经上一开始就说她是以法莲山地的妇人。
So the Bible talks about that she was actually from the country.
所以很平凡。
Very, you would say, ordinary person.
今天你我也不见得是名门贵族。
So today, maybe you and I are not from noble birth.
但是神要拣选你，拣选我。
But God chose you and me.
那我们看看神的拣选，究竟哈拿是一个怎么样的人呢
？So we want to know who actually was Hannah.
圣经上一开始就说到，她是一个不会生育的妇人。
So the Bible talks about that she's barren.
不会生育，在我们现代的人来看，没什么大不了。
Maybe in today's society, not able.Was being barren was okay.
老实说，我们常常很羡慕那些没有孩子的夫妇。
To be honest, sometimes we may even admire those without children.
他们时间很多，钱也很多，然后有很多的自由。
They seem to have a lot of time, a lot of freedom, or a lot of money.
好像高兴去哪里，马上就可以去。
Seems like whenever they want to go to travel, they can go.
但是在那个时代。一个妇女不会生孩子是非常耻辱的事。
But in the days where Hannah was, it was really a shameful thing not to have children.
圣经上还特别说，无奈耶和华不使她生育。
The Bible says the Lord closed her womb.
好像是在惩罚她，是不是
？As if he was punishing her.
她不光是不会生育的人，她还是一个有对头的人。
Not only was she barren, she actually had rivals.
怎么说？因为她的丈夫另外有一个太太。
Well, because her husband had another wife.
那个太太能生育。
This wife had a lot of children.
所以她不但不同情哈拿，她还常常要激动她。
So the other wife, not only she was not sympathetic toward Hannah, she was really trying to provoke her.
她常常激动她，大大的激动她，为了叫她生气。
Irritating her, making her angry and sad.
所以这个人是一个愁苦的人。
So Hannah was a woman of misery.
在短短的几节里面有六次说到她是很愁苦的人。
In this of only a mere six verses, it talks, a few verses, it talks about her being a sad, troubled person six times.
我们可以想象这样的生活是怎么过日子。
You can imagine what kind of life she had.
但是她也有反应。
But she had response.
她在人面前的反应是什么
？What was her response before men?
我们没有看见她埋怨，也没有争吵。
We didn't see that she was complaining or being angry, fighting with others.
记不记得在旧约里面有一个人叫雅各，他也有两个孩子，两个太太。
Do you remember in the Old Testament of Jacob? He also has two wives.
那两个太太成天就为了生孩子争风吃醋。
Those two wives were fighting day and night because of children.
埋怨，所以家里面没有和睦。
So they complained all the time and there was no peace at home.
但是我们在这边没有看见哈拿在那边埋怨，在那边争吵。
But here we didn't see anything about Hannah that she was fighting or arguing.
人家激动她，希望她生气。
When others provoked her, wanting her to be angry,
她却不生气
But she wasn't angry.
她只会哭
She only cried.
她好像哭到都不吃饭
To the point that she would not want to eat.
她的先生这样的对她好，好像不受安慰
Even though her husband was very nice to her, but it wasn't comforting to her.
这样的情形，她只有来到神的面前
Only in this situation that she came before the Lord.
她来到神面前做什么？祷告
What did she do?She prayed to God.
在诗篇里面，诗人说：“万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报仇之窝。”
In Psalm 84, the psalmist talked about that even the sparrows and the swallows they would come to God's temple to find homes or to find a nest.
麻雀跟燕子是非常柔弱的小动物。
The swallows and the sparrows, they are very weak birds.
但是他们却可以在这么严肃的神的坛面前找到一个安息所。
But yet they were able to find a home or a rest, a nest in God's altar.
今天我们岂不也像麻雀还有这燕子这么软弱吗？
Today we are just as weak as the sparrows or the swallows.
当我们人生的道路要继续往前走的时候，
As we walk along our life journey,
我们需要面对我们学校的功课，
We need to face study, schoolwork,
我们的工作，
Our work,
还有我们的家庭，
Our family,
甚至于我们的服事，
And even our ministry, our service.
如果我们不带到祭坛的面前，就是寸步难行。
If we don't bring them before God, it's going to be very difficult.
祷告就是祭坛的生活。
Praying to God is a life at the altar.
我们看看这个人怎么样祷告。
So let's see how Hannah prayed.
她一开始就在那里向神倾心吐意。
She poured her heart out to God.
如果是我们的话，先告状。
Now, what about us? Will we go tattletale?
但是我们没有看见他告状，他就是在那很诚心的吐苦水。
But we saw that she just came before the Lord and prayed.
以后他在那边求告。
Then she asked, she pleaded.
他求什么？
What did she ask for?
当然是求儿子嘛。
She asked for a son.
他求儿子做什么？
To do what?
很奇妙，十一节说：“我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
She wanted to give him to the Lord for his the rest of it forever, always, and would not put a razor on his head.
什么叫做不剃他的头？
What does it mean to not to put a razor on his head?
在旧约的时候，有一种人叫拿细耳人。
In the Old Testament, there is a group of people called the Nazarites.
拿细耳人是专门。分别为圣归给神的
They are separated just for God
这种人有三件事情不可以做
There are three things they could not do
不可以剃头发
They could not have the razor to cut the hair
不可以喝酒
They could not drink
还不可以摸死尸
And they could not touch the corpse
因为他们要归耶和华为圣
Because they have to sanctify themselves to God
拿细耳人是可以选年日的。
The Nazarites, they can choose their own time.
但是也可以终身做拿细耳人。
Or they can choose to serve God for the rest of their lives.
哈拿在这边有一个奉献的心志，如果神给他儿子，他要把这个儿子终身献给神。
So Hannah was asking that if she were to have a son, she's going to offer him to serve God for.The rest of his life.
我们觉得很奇怪。
We may find it surprising.
这个人求儿子，并不是为自己养儿防老。
She wasn't asking for a son to take care of her.
也不是在那边为了要洗血她不生育的耻辱。
And she wasn't going to ask for a son just to help her.
她在那边求的时候，好像看见神的国有一个需要。
She was asking as if she saw there is a need in God's kingdom.
请问神国有什么需要
Can I ask what kind of needs are in God's kingdom?
我相信他那个时候并不见得预知如果他有儿子这个儿子以后会做领袖
I don't think that maybe at that point she didn't think that her son was going to be the leader of the country
但是他看见神的国很软弱
But she saw that God's house was very weak
神的国需要一个分别为圣的见证
That God's house needs a witness who separated himself for him
他就在那里为着神的国求一个儿子
So she was praying for a son for God's kingdom
弟兄姐妹我们也常常祈求
Brothers and sisters, we plead to God always
但是我们的祈求多数是为了自己的好处
But perhaps we are asking mostly for our own good
我们的得失我们的增加与减少重要的不得了
That is important for us to either have a gain or to benefit
怎么知道
How do we know?
我们常常祷告，神啊，如果你再不为我解决这件事情，你的儿女就不能见证你了。
God, if you don't answer my prayer, I cannot be a good witness for you.
如果你不为我成就这件事情，你的荣耀怎么能彰显呢？
If you do not accomplish this for me, how can you show your glory?
难怪有一个长辈说，听我们祈求的祷告，才知道原来宇宙日月星辰是绕着我们转的。
No wonder there was one elderly sister or brother who said, well, you know, if we listen to our prayers, our own prayers, as if the planet, the sun and the stars are revolving around us.
弟兄姐妹，我们是一个非常自我中心的人。
Indeed, we are very egocentric.
求主怜悯我们，我们需要以神为中心。
May God have mercy on us that we will focus God as our center.
我们有所求，
We pray,
但是我们所求的是不是愿意再来奉献给他？
But what we ask for, are we willing to surrender it to God?
今天我们在座的父母都应该把自己的孩子奉献给神。
Today, the parents among us, we want to surrender our children to God.
你说我孩子太大了，来不及了。
You may say, hey, my son or my daughter is too old, it's too late now.
已经错过那个奉婴儿献礼的机会了。
I have missed the chance to consecrate my baby.
我们的儿女不论多大，甚至于说不论有多老，都永远可以来献给神。
Our children, no matter how young or how old they are, we can always surrender them, offer them to God.
只要我们有奉献的心智，不论他多小、多大、多老，神都可以用。
Only if we have a heart to surrender, to offer them to God, it doesn't matter how old they are.
可能你心里说，我没有儿女，你想这一段跟我无关。
Maybe you may say, hey, I don't have children. There's nothing, it's not related to me.
弟兄姐妹，儿子说到我们心里的宝贝。
Dear brothers and sisters, yes, this children is our precious vessel.
我不知道你心里的宝贝是什么。
I don't know what your treasure is.
很可能是一个人。
Maybe someone.
是一件事。
Some things.
是一个东西。
Some things or some happenings.
甚至于是一项服事。
Or maybe it's a ministry, a service.
我们把它拿出来献给神。
We should take it out and offer it to God.
哈拿这样的祷告之后，我们看见他的态度有什么转变吗？
After Hannah prayed, did you see a change in her attitude?
在十八节说，于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。
In verse 18, it talked about that afterwards she went to eat something and she was no longer downcast.
弟兄姐妹，我们也祷告。
Yes, we pray.
但是我们跪下去跟起来一样是一个哭丧的脸。
Maybe before and after we pray, we may look exactly the same.
我们吃不下饭的跪下去，起来还是吃不下饭。
Before we prayed, we knelt down to pray, maybe we couldn't eat, but we still cannot eat after we pray.
为什么我们祷告前跟祷告后态度没有两样？
Why there wasn't a change in attitude after, before and after we pray?
祷告以后好像我们的价值观也没有改变。
As if our value system hasn't changed either after we pray.
祷告以后我们对神的认识也没有增加。
As if we haven't increased the knowledge of God after we pray.
我们看见这里有一个人祷告前跟祷告后不一样。
Here we see someone that she was totally changed before and after prayer.
以后他就经历神应许的实现。
Afterwards, she experienced God's promise.
在日子满足的时候，神就赐给他一个儿子。
When the time has come, God has promised and given her a son.
他就取名叫做撒母耳。
She called him Samuel.
撒母耳意思就是，这是我从神那里求来的。
Samuel means it's the gift from God.
记不记得他跟神许过愿？
Remember, she made a promise, an oath to God.
奉献的心智是要面对奉献的实现。
That we have a desire to surrender, but we also have the reality to make it happen.
哇，怎么舍得？你看这个宝贝抱在我的怀里，好可爱。
This is the son I've been waiting for. How am I willing to offer it to God?
但是他怎么说？
But what did she say?
当他们要献年纪的时候，
When they have to go up to make the annual trip to make offerings.
22节他说，等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。
Verse 22, it says that after the child is weaned, I'm going to bring him and offer to God.
这个人不但没有忘记。
Not only that, she did not forget.
她在那边再重新讲一次。
So once again, she reaffirmed her oath.
那她的先生以利加拿在旁边说，就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。
So in verse 23, her husband Elkanah said, Well, whatever, do whatever you think is best, and maybe after the baby is weaned, then you can bring him to God's temple.
这是有个背景在旧约民数记三十章里面。
There is a background, and this is depicted in Numbers chapter 30.
说如果一个出嫁的妇人她许愿的话，
If a woman living with her husband, and if she made an oath,
她的丈夫是有否决权的。
Her husband can say against it.
但是她这边，她在这里不但没有否决。
But here, Elkanah, not only that he denied her oath,
她支持她。
He supported her.
她鼓励她。
He encouraged her.
所以我们看见这个丈夫在奉献的心智上有份。
So we can see that her husband has a part in her offering.
她在奉献的行动上也愿意参与。
That he was willing to participate in the offering.
所以弟兄们，原谅我说，今天哈拿的见证不是只有对做母亲说的。
So brothers, today's story about Hannah is not only speaking to the mothers.
有弟兄的配合，有丈夫的配合，我们姊妹的奉献才算数。
There is a partnership with the husband, with the father, so that they can serve God together.
好，既然她要留在家里面照顾这个孩子。
So now that she was going to stay home for a while to take care of the child.
23节说，于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。
So at home, so she stayed at home, nursed the baby until he was weaned.
在那个时代的背景，一个孩子断奶，恐怕是到三或四岁。
In those days, probably it took about 3 to 4 years for the baby to be weaned.
所以就说哈拿有3年到4年的时间在家里面照顾这个小撒母耳。
So that means that Hannah was home taking care of little Samuel for 3 to 4 years.
妇人在家里乳养儿子直到断了奶。
So she nursed him, raised him up until he was weaned.
请问什么叫乳养？
What do you mean? Can you tell me what it means to nurse him?
那还不简单，就是奶瓶尿布。
That means the bottle and the diapers.
确保他吃饱了，穿暖了。
Making sure that he was full, he was fed, and then he had all his needs met.
是吗？
Is it true?
我想至少还要确保他在学校的功课，他的学习达到一定的标准。
I think at least to help him to grow up to learn in his perhaps learning things while he was growing up.
这还不够，我们要给他很多的课外活动。
That's not enough. We have to give him extracurricular activities.
礼拜一弹琴。
Monday, piano lessons.
礼拜二打球。
Tuesday, ball games.
礼拜三游泳。
Wednesday, swimming lessons.
礼拜四画画。
Thursday, art, painting lessons.
礼拜五打乒乓球。
Friday, ping pong games.
所以我们可以看见有孩子的家里面他们那个日历是填得满满他们孩子的活动。
So you can see if you have kids at home, your schedule probably is all filled.
累吧？
Is it true?
忙不忙？
Are you busy?
很累很忙。
Very tired, very busy.
尤其是父母都上班的话，就把这些节目排在晚上，排在周末。
Especially if both parents go to work, they may put all the activities being filled up at night.
虽然很辛苦，但是我们觉得这样对得起我们的下一代。
Even though it's very hard for the parents, but they think this is the right thing to do for their children.
我们也觉得自己是很负责的父母。
And the parents will feel that they are really responsible.
弟兄姐妹，乳养是说为神的国储备人才。
Raising the children means to prepare to equip them for God's kingdom.
所以不只是那一些。
Not only the physical needs or the other activities.
既然是为了神的国储备人才的话，
In order to equip God's kingdom,
我们有没有在好的品质上、人格上 还有属灵的生命上喂养他们。
Having been nursing them in their needs for the spiritual needs.
今天我们的下一代，他们在外面的物质上非常丰富。
Today, the younger generations, they have so many physical needs materialistically. They are very well equipped.
几乎每一家的孩子要什么就有什么。
Almost all households, every child, whatever they want, they can have.
但是他们在心灵上的虚空，还有他们追求榜样的渴慕，是我们忽略的。
But we might have neglected their emptiness in the heart, in the soul. They want to look for role models.
我再说一次，他们心灵是虚空的。
Let me repeat. Their spiritual needs, they need to be filled.
他们在追求榜样，是很渴慕的追求。
They are pursuing for a model that they, a role model that they can look up to.
他们在哪里找榜样？
Where they can they find the role models?
他们在家里面，在团契里面，在教会里面找榜样。
At home, in fellowship, and also at church.
如果在这三个地方找不到的话，
If they cannot find them in these three places,
所以他们就在世界上找榜样。
So they won't find it in the society, in the world.
所以难怪出名的电影明星、歌星都是他们的榜样。
So you can see the famous singers,actors, actresses, they are their role models.
当他们再大一点的时候，
As they get older,
世界上有名、有地位、有钱的人就是他们的榜样。
And those who have high positions, who make lots of money, the millionaires, are the examples.
时间过得很快，我跟牧师结婚，一晃已经34年。
Time flies so fast. I've been married with Pastor Caleb for over 30 years.
好像才昨天。
As if it was yesterday.
我记得我们在度蜜月的时候到华盛顿 DC 去拜访一位属灵的长辈。
I remember during our honeymoon we went to Washington DC to visit someone that we respect, an elderly brother or sister.
你知道中国人的长辈一看到有新婚夫妇来了。
You know those our elderly adults when they see their newlyweds.
他们就会说什么时候有孩子啊？
They will ask, when are you going to have children?
你知道当时我们的回应是，
You know, at that time, our response was,
我们说不想要孩子，免得这世上多一个亚当。
We don't want any children. We don't want to have an extra Adam in this world.
哎呀，我们觉得我们这个回答好属灵啊。
We felt that our response was so spiritual.
我们就等着这个属灵长辈来夸奖我们。
We were expecting our elderly to praise us.
没有想到惹来一顿训话。
Unfortunately, he gave us a lecture.
他说你为什么不想每生一个就是为世上多一个小基督。
Why don't you think of each child that you have, you're giving a little Christ in this world?
弟兄姐妹，小基督怎么产生的？
How did the little Christ being born?
小基督需要精心的乳养跟装备。
They need to be raised up spiritually and also equipped properly.
摩西如果不是在他亲生母亲手下的乳养，他不会放弃成为埃及那个法老女儿的儿子。
If Moses had not been cared for, brought up, nursed by his own mother, he would not have been the leader to stand against Pharaoh.
他不会情愿与自己的同胞一起受苦害。
He would not be willing to stand up with his own brothers and sisters.
保罗说，提摩太心里面有无为之性。
So Paul talks, Apostle Paul talked about Timothy, that he do not be timid.
是从他的母亲跟祖母而来的。
He learned from his mother and his grandmother.
如果你们愿意的话，可以回去看一下《列王记上下》。
If you're willing to have time, you can go home and take a look at 1st and 2nd Kings.
在那里记载到在南国的时候有20位犹太王。
It depicts about 20 kings in the Northern Kingdom.
这20位犹太王里面有17位这样奇妙的记载。
Among the 20 kings, there was such a recording about these 17 kings.
每一个王的名字下面就说到他母亲叫什么名字，这母亲是哪里人。
for each of these 17 kings. It will talk about, after the name, it will talk about the mother and where the mother's name and where she was from.
以后有一个很严肃的评语。
And at the end, there was a summary statement.
他说这个王行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
That this king did something bad, evil before God.
或者是这个王行耶和华眼中看为正的事
or that he did something right in God's eyes.
Wow, 我看以后我吓坏了
and I got shocked after I read it.
弟兄姐妹，我们一个人很渺小，我们能影响的力量在一生中是很小的。
Indeed, we are minute creatures, and perhaps our influence is not as big.
今天神把儿女放在我们的手中。
Today, God has given us children.
有几个儿女就是我们这一生可以影响几个人
How many children God has given us those are the children that we can influence them
这是很严肃的事情
This is a very serious matter
好等到孩子要断了奶就要开始实现他的奉献
So when the child was weaned Hannah was going to bring him up to the temple
他们就带着祭物带着这个小撒母耳到圣殿里去
She brought little Samuel and the offerings to the temple
要把他奉献在那里
To offer him to God
弟兄姐妹三四岁的小孩子最可爱了
Brothers and sisters, you know it's really cute the little 3 and 4 year olds
傻乎乎的还不懂得跟你回嘴
They didn't know they just take everything
三四年朝日相处
That the 3 and 4 years that they spent together.
怎么舍得?
How is she willing to let go?
这妈妈好像很狠是不是?
As if, Hannah, how come?
刚刚我们说到这个人在人的面前是十足的弱者。
We know that we have talked about Hannah herself, that before God, she was very upright.
在人的面前她非常的软弱是受欺负的。
Okay, that Hannah before God, she was very weak, and she was being provoked by her rivals.
但是这里她在神的面前，她奉献的心智是强的。
But here, before God, she has a strong desire to offer to God.
她做法这么果断。
That she was so determined.
她的奉献这么绝对。
That her offering is so extreme.
弟兄姐妹，我们也曾经奉献。
Brothers and sisters, yes, we have once offered ourselves.
但是我们的奉献经不起考验。
But maybe our offerings could not have withstand the test.
时间长了，我们健忘了。
As time goes, maybe we might become forgetful.
时间长了，我们对主的爱冷淡了。
Maybe we become less loving toward God.
我们告诉自己说那个时候我是感情用事
Maybe we can tell ourselves Hey, I was too emotional then
那个时候我好像理智派不上用场
Maybe at that time I just wanted to do something
所以我们就把我们的奉献收回
So now we are taking back our offering
这里有一个人他的奉献没有保留
Here, there is one person, Hannah She had no reservation with her offering
求主光照我们我们的奉献有相当的保留和掺杂
Maybe the Holy Spirit shines through us Talk to us so that our offering Will have no reservations for him
以后我们就看见他真的把这个孩子留在圣殿之后他们就回老家
So after Hannah offered Samuel And left him at the temple She went home
弟兄姐妹如果是你如果是我我们放心吗
Brothers and sisters If it was you or me How do we feel? How would we feel?
刚刚说过那个时候在圣殿里面那个光景很差
We just talked about in the house of the Lord The situation wasn't very good
谁教他谁养他
Who was going to teach Samuel? Who was going to bring him up?
如果我们中国人孟母三迁都来不及
If it is for us Chinese There is no way, there is no time
难道哈拿是这么愚笨吗
do you think Hannah did not think through? Was she really that silly or stupid?
她真的要把她的儿子断送前途吗?
Was she going to leave her son in a temple?
但是她一旦奉献，她就认识神的主权。
But when she offered herself and her son, she completely surrendered to God.
她承认神有所有的主权。
She acknowledged the sovereignty of God.
当她把儿子奉献的时候，其实就是献上她的自己。
When she offered her son to God, it really means that she offered herself completely to God.
弟兄姐妹，什么叫奉献？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to offer yourself?
奉献就是把自己的主权百分之百的交出去。
It means to give up all my rights.
有一首诗歌叫《全所有奉献》。
There is a hymn. It says, "I surrender all."
原谅我说，这首诗歌不是只有在教会收金钱奉献的时候唱的。
Please forgive me to say that this hymn is not only to sing during offering.
这首诗歌里面，你去数数看，有多少个 surrender？
If you count all the surrender in this hymn.There's so many times.
什么叫做 surrender?
What does it mean?
我们这中文的翻译一听 surrender 就是哦投降。
So if we look at it, sometimes we'll think about it. Oh, that means financial support.
投降就是我输了 give up.
Okay. It's like I lose. This is what I give up.
就是你赢了，我输了。
Oh, so you win, I lose.
所以我只好向你竖白旗。
So I'm going to raise my white flag.
你是神，你这么大，我这么小。
You are God, you are so big, and I'm so minute.
我对你也没办法，所以我投降了。
So it's okay, I surrender.
但是投降不，surrender 不是这样一个负面的意思。
But surrender does not carry a negative meaning.
Surrender 有正面的意思。
It has a positive meaning.
你不相信的话，你回去查字典。
So go look up the dictionary when you go home.
正面的意思就是主动的交出来。
The positive way is that you take the initiative to give it up.
主动的让出来。
To actively take it up.
有一个解释说得更好，他说毫无恋倦的交出来。
So there is no thinking about it and there is no kind of pondering about it. You just give it up totally.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是爱的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a God of love.
他从来不会强迫我们来 surrender.
He will never coerce us to surrender.
雅各书里面说到，等他自己情愿。
In the James, it says, "Let him be willing."
把自己的主权心甘情愿地交出来。
Willingly, we give up our own rights.
我们在前面的时候说到，祷告就是祭坛的生活。
We talk about that to pray is a life at the altar.
既然是祭坛，祭坛上面要有什么？
So if it is the altar, what do we have on the altar?
祭坛上面需要有祭物。
It needs to have offerings.
谁是祭物？
Who is the offering?
是你，是我。
It's you and it's me.
那我们看见这样的一个人祷告之后，把奉献完全的儿子交托在圣殿里面之后。
So when Hannah, she completely, she gave her child in the temple.
我们看见她再祷告。
So you can see that she prayed again.
如果你愿意的话，你可以回去读第二章。
So, you can read up chapter 2.
她说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举。我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
That she was rejoicing, she was leaping for joy because of what God has done for her.
几年前她的祷告是哭着祷告。
Few years ago, she was weeping when she prayed.
现在的祷告不一样了。
But her prayer now was totally different.
她在那边很快乐的赞美。
She was rejoicing.
他在赞美什么？
And praising God.
在连赞美神的属性。
Praising for God who he was.
赞美到神的主权和他的创造。
His sovereignty and his creation.
这个赞美是出于人对神的认识。
And this prayer because of a knowledge of God or who God is.
这个祷告是一个高昂得胜的祷告。
This prayer is to lifting God up.
请问哈拿是谁？
Please.Can you tell me who Hannah is?
她是神学家。
Is she a theologian?
她是牧师。
Is she a pastor?
她是长老。
Is she an elder?
怎么会一个山地的妇人对神有这样的认识？
How come a woman from the countryside can have such a deep knowledge about her God?
因为她是一个以神为中心的人。
Because she has God as her center.
她能认识神秘诀在她奉献她自己。
Her secret in knowing God is her giving herself totally up to God.
神很爱这么样一个儿子就没有了。
The child that she loves so much, it seems like she doesn't have anymore.
圣经上说神在赐给她三个儿子两个女儿代替她在殿里面的撒母耳。
But the Bible says that God gave her five more children, three sons and two girls, to kind of substitute for in place of Samuel.
但是她奉献的时候，她并不知道神会这样报答她。
But of course, when she offered Samuel up, she did not know she was going to have more children.
所以她把撒母耳奉献的时候是一个信心的步子。
So when she offered Samuel, it was a step of faith.
想不到神这样的赐福她。
Not knowing that God has multiplied His blessings on her.
我记得，孩子小的时候。
I remember when my children were young.
有一天他们问我。
One day they asked me.
妈，为什么我们的 God 一天到晚跟我们要东西
？Mom, why is it that our God keeps asking things from us?
弟兄姐妹，神是不是这么小气、吝啬，一天到晚跟我们要东西的神
？Do you all think that this is what our God is asking things from us all the time?
感谢主，神给我们有奉献的机会。
Thanks to be to God, He gives us the opportunity to offer ourselves.
借着我们一点点的奉献。
Through our little offering,
我们要认识一切的所有权在他。
That we acknowledge that everything comes from Him.
借着我们一点点的认识，我们来向他有一点点爱的回报。
Through our little knowledge of Him, that we have a small part of our offering back to Him.
借着我们一点点的奉献，我们要知道神的丰富是何等的浩瀚。
Through our offering, that we can see that our God is a mighty, abundant God.
借着我们一点点的奉献，我们也在其中享受他的丰富。
Through our little offerings, that we are enjoying His abundance.
耶稣说：“我来了，要叫羊得生命。”
Jesus said, "I come so that the sheep may have life."
而且得了更丰盛。
And to have it more abundantly.
如何得到更丰盛的生命
？How do you get an abundant life？
秘诀在奉献自己。
The secret is to offer ourselves。
感谢神，我们在过去的两天有三堂的布道聚会。
We thank God that the past 2 days we have 3 evangelistic meetings。
神借着他的仆人来告诉我们，神是有恩情的。
The God through His servant tells us that He is a God of love。
我们不光是希望我们在座的朋友能够认识主、接受主。
Not only that we want our friends to know God and to accept Him.
我们更希望不停留在接受主的阶段。
We want that they would not just stop at that stage.
我们希望所有认识他的弟兄姐妹都进到神的丰富。
We hope that all brothers and sisters, God's children, will enjoy God's abundance.
进到神的丰富，只有一个秘诀，就是奉献。
And the only secret is to surrender.
所以我愿意告诉大家，你想要有丰盛的人生吗？
So I want to ask you, do you want to have a life and an abundant life?
你想要一个有福的人生吗？
You want to have a life of blessings.
有福的人生就是奉献的人生。
A life of offering is a life of blessings.
奉献的人生就是有福的人生。
A life that you of offerings is a life that will be receiving blessings from the Lord.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Our Father, we want to thank you.
我们承认我们实在是破烂不足的人。
We acknowledge that we are broken.
你竟然来拣选我们
，But yet you have chosen us.
主，我们理当在你的面前下跪。
Oh Lord, we want to kneel before you.
把自己来献给你。
To offer ourselves to you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
求主开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
看见你的爱，看见你的恩典是何等的浩瀚。
We can see your love and your grace.
充满我们。
Filled us.
充满你的教会。
Fill your church.
主，什么时候你的心得到满足
？Whenever you feel satisfied.
我们的心也满足。
So will we.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.